During debate on the assembly floor, opponents urged the state to continue its ban on mixed martial arts, also known as ultimate fighting. Assemblywoman Ellen Jaffe from the Hudson Valley says the activity is sanctioning violence for profit and has no place in New York.
Except for those who stand to profit from this barbaric entertainment masquerading as a sport, cage fighting causes great harm. It harms the fighters who risk their very lives and are often maimed or sometimes killed. Despite claimed efforts to clean up and regulate MMA, the fact is it continues to expose fighters to serious injury.
Opponents argue there's growing data on the potential dangers of concussions in football and head injuries caused by boxing and urge their colleagues to wait before approving mixed martial arts. Assemblyman Danny O'Donnell from Manhattan, who is openly gay, compared it to pornography.
Well, I should really like it. You have two nearly naked hot men rolling around on top of one another trying to dominate each other. And just in case you don't know, that's gay porn with a different ending, okay?
O'Donnell blamed campaign contributions from the ultimate fighting industry for growing support of MMA in the assembly. But backers say the time has come to legalize a sport that's perfectly okay to practice in every other state in the country. Bill's sponsor and Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli says he's become a supporter after initially opposing MMA because he says other sports have been played for decades are also violent.
Boxing, single discipline martial arts, and mixed martial arts are violent by their nature. So are football, hockey, basketball. In fact, most competitive sports, from pole vaulting to race car driving, carry a degree of risk and danger. It is the responsibility and duty of policymakers to create a framework where the risks are mitigated, and we empower regulators to ensure that that mitigation is maximized. That's what the bill before you is intended to do.
Morelli, a Rochester Democrat, says the fighting competitions are already happening underground in New York anyway. He says regulating the sport will be much safer for everyone involved. The bill would help provide health insurance for the participants, including neurological tests.
What we seek to do here is to take the sport essentially out of the shadows in New York.
Governor Cuomo spoke in favor of mixed martial arts during an event in Niagara Falls.
I understand there's divided opinion on mixed martial arts. Some people believe it's violent, and by the way, it's violent, but football is violent, boxing is violent, politics can be violent, right?
Legalizing mixed martial arts will also provide money for the state. Cuomo has already included $1 million in anticipated revenues in his state budget plan from taxes imposed on the fights. He calls it an economic generator.
We met with the owners of mixed martial arts. They're committed to doing shows in New York. And doing shows in New York in areas that would bring people from out of state into New York. You know, if Buffalo hosts a show and you get people from Canada coming to Buffalo to see mixed martial arts, that's a good thing.
Even with a new law, no mixed martial arts matches could be held in New York for at least 6 more months. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.